And we've got, what is the juice here? I got to have me a cup of coffee. Good morning, everybody. Good evening. Depending on what time zone you're in, depending on what country you're in. It's so good to have you guys. You all were our family. We've been with you for 7 years. You've been with us for 7 years. God bless you. I appreciate you. And every time we enter into a space that I call holy ground, even though we investigate, we talk about things the church doesn't, it's holy ground, right? Because you're a Christian, I'm a Christian. Where we go is holy ground. That's just the way it is. And as we approach the throne, which we do every Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we ask God to let us leave on a higher level in which we came in. I mean, otherwise, we're just kind of doing a, just an entertainment show, or Lord forbid, a mainstream news show, which we definitely don't want to go there. So, but I'm so glad to have you guys. And I want to see who's in chat this evening. Betty. Hello, Betty. Rose, good to see you. Lisa, good to see you. Lori, oh my goodness, we got such wonderful people here. I love you guys. I really do. So what are we talking about tonight? I got a special treat for you. And I got to tell you, this gentleman, he's a musician, he's a filmmaker, he's a writer, but he has a heart for God, and he has a heart to talk about the things the church either refuses to talk about, or they're just, I don't know, too scared, or maybe too ignorant, you know? And so what are we talking about? We're talking about Stranger Things. We're talking about skinwalkers, talking about the Black Awakening. My guest, Chad Riley, and I'm going to bring him on in a moment. But before I do, I want to remind you guys that we're having an event, which is it's the 12th of October. And it's the red carpet event of Last Evangelist. I want you to go to David Heavener TV and get your tickets now. DavidHeavener.tv, get your tickets. And while you're at it, you can order that. My vaccine is the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit is my booster. You can get that. And also we have the DVD on Last Evangelist, episode one. There's episode two for you about the vaccine. And if you get episode two, you get a special treat, the coming apocalypse. Okay. And this is a lot of my special guests on here, many, many, many hours of stuff, again, that you need to hear about. And please, if you have not signed up to David Heavener TV, do so. We've got over 900 shows on there, and we have a brand new series that we're coming out with. I'm going to share with you in just a moment. But you can see we have Ellie Marzulli, late great Russ Dizdar, Lisa Haven. It just goes on and on, folks. Go there, sign up. It's the cost of a cup of coffee, you know, like a latte at Starbucks. I say Starbucks because I was in Starbucks the other day because I couldn't find any other coffee around. And after I drank my coffee, I saw a bug in the bottom of it. And I went up and I said, I got a bug in my coffee. Is this why they call it Starbucks? And, you know, they offered to give me another cup of coffee. And but the sad thing, what they were really sad about, is the bug was dead. And I'm going, can you say woke, like on steroids? All right, so what are we talking about? We're talking about tonight something I find very, very important. It's dear to my heart. And what is it? There's two things going to happen in the future, and I believe in the very near future. Number one is judgment, and number two is deception. Okay, in judgment, there's going to be two lines, the goats and the sheep. That will happen. The ones going to heaven, the ones not going to heaven. But in the deception, there's going to be two lines, only two. There's going to be the ones that drink the Kool-Aid, that believe what the one world government and religious system has to say and falls for it, and the ones who stand with God. Only two lines, both in the judgment and the deception. But the question is, what's the judgment? Let's take a look what the judgment is here. I want you guys go to 2 Peter 3, 2 Peter 3, the day of the Lord. Second Peter 3, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? Ought I to be? To live a holy life, a godly life. A life where you're not believing the nonsense. Well, that's not in there, but as you look forward to the day of the Lord and speed, God and speed is it's coming. The day will bring about destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. All right, in the heat. But what is it that's going to happen, and what's behind it? Let's go to Thessalonians here. All right, the coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with. Will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that will serve the lie. What lie? We're going to talk about that. There's many lies. And all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in the wickedness. Folks, in the wickedness. You see, here's the thing. They're going to laugh at you and I. They do laugh at you and I when we talk about things the church won't talk about. When we talk about the alien demon connection, when we talk about Nephilim, when we talk about SRA program multiples, they go, are you delusional? The truth is they are delusional because in the last days, they're going to drink the Kool-Aid out of fear. Yeah, government, what do you have for me? I'll drink it. Give it to me. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. Aliens, demons, oh, tinfoil hat stuff. But give me your formula so I can drink it and live forever. Come on. It's the truth. I want to bring my guest on, Mr. Chad Riley. Chad, you there with me, buddy?
I'm here, brother. How you doing?
Oh, I'm just having a delusional moment, man. A delusional moment. Anything I say makes sense, or do you want to tack on to that? Do you have any comments?
Yeah, we are living in strange days right now. All this crazy stuff that's going on with all the border crisis, as well as all the immigrants coming in and eating all the people's pets, doing sacrifices, and people keep trying to kill Trump. So,
people don't understand Haiti because I do a lot of work in Central America, a lot of missionary work, and not to be pick on a country or a certain group of people, but there's a culture that comes with certain. Culture, there's traditions and behavior patterns that come with certain cultures, and Haiti is one of them. A lot of devil worship, a lot of voodoo, and they will embrace that as their religion. They'll tell you, which involve sacrifices, animals. And hey, look, if you are hungry and you come from another country, which people sleep on the floors and have chickens running around the yard, why not grab a duck or something out of the pond, you know, and all these voodoo, the sacrifice. So I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but I do want to tack onto what you said is that, yet the mainstream media will sit there and tell you you're delusional. You know, they'll make fun of you. They just, you know, and of course it ends up all being true later on. Then they kind of go on to something else. The point, here's what I want to ask you, Chad, before we get into your show and TV series, is the delusion part, okay? They're calling us delusional, whereas the Bible says, and I read scripture, that they will be delusional, okay? Do you see with what's happening today with people acting the way they are, which I think a lot of them, some of them are program multiples. I think they come from an SRA background. I think there's a higher force that's controlling them. Do you really believe that we're in those days right now, that we're seeing the signs and wonders of the Antichrist?
Absolutely. I mean, the whole thing about MK Ultra, I mean, it's just turned into mainstream media. They're one and the same. So, I mean, that's come a long way.
So I want to talk about your show. I want to talk about the Skinwalkers, the strangest things. And by the way, folks, I've got an announcement to make in just a moment on David Heavener TV. We've broken it down into a series. How many parts is it, Chad? Is it six? Six
Seven.
episodes? Six, yeah.
Yeah, seven.
Seven. We're going to dissect it. Seven is number of completeness. I want to talk about what's in the show and people. I'm going to show you. You can go to David Heavener TV. It has its own channel, and we'll talk about it in a moment. But first, I want to ask Chad a few questions here. In your show, you talk about several things. One, specifically, and that you mentioned is skinwalkers. What is a skinwalker, and what is Skinwalker Ranch?
Well, I will say that what the Native Americans and a lot of the folklore and legends talk about these individuals that perform a sacrifice, usually of a loved one, someone close to them, in order to have this ability to where they can shapeshift into different animals, creatures, things like that. But I believe it's actually more demonic than that. If you look at the locations like Skinwalker Ranch and it's one of its sister sites, which is called Bradshaw Ranch, they all have all the telltale signs of all the demonic activity going on out there, not just portals opening, but things coming and going, strange cryptids, UFOs. Just all sorts of bizarre thing, but the main takeaway that people need to latch onto with that I focus on in this research, how I tie everything together, is the hitchhiker phenomenon. And then when you were supposed to judge things by their fruit, well, when you look at the hitchhiker phenomenon, that is totally demonic, because somebody goes out to a site like, say, Skinwalker Ranch. And then, within a week or two, their family members are seeing shadow people walking around the house in the middle of the night. They start seeing UFOs, orbs, cryptids, wolfmen, dogmen outside their house. So you never know what it is you're going to get. But this goes all the way back to Mount Rainier, Washington, when Kenneth Arnold saw nine craft flying over the mountains out there.
Yeah. So where is this located, this Skinwalker Ranch?
It is actually over there in the Uintah Basin area.
Okay. Why do you think it's over there? Why Utah? What's going on there? Is that a portal or what?
Well, it's not just that location. It goes all the way down south into Arizona. That's why I've found at least five different ranches that all have paranormal activity going on. There's Blind Frog, Moonshadow, Skinwalker. Then you got Stardust, and then you got Bradshaw, and all five of them fall on a straight line.
Okay. And what is their agenda? These skinwalkers and these shape, the skinwalkers are shapeshifters. And the way I understand the hitchhiker effect is when people are doing or at a certain place is when they encounter these demonic forces. What's their agenda?
Well, it's never good, I could tell you that for sure. Even the Native Americans refer to it as demons, and they won't go anywhere near the ranch. In fact, if they do get close to the ranch, it's usually to put offerings on the fence line in order to ward off these demonic spirits. These are their words, not mine. In fact, even Brandon Fugel has said this on the Sean Ryan podcast. So, I mean, if you want to go and listen to that 4-hour long interview, you can hear him talking about how the Native Americans refer to this as demonic.
But again, what is their agenda? What is, I mean, we know demons exist, obviously, and we know there's demons of addiction. We know the alien demon connection. What is this all about? The Skinwalker?
I believe it ties in with deception more than anything. I think that this is going to be part of the coming great deception, is that they are going to unveil live on TV out at Secret of Skinwalker Ranch TV show, that they are going to unveil what's inside the mesa when they dig it out, that they are going to pull a craft out of the mesa, and that this is going to be right before they supposedly show up and say that we're either your creators or your space brothers.
Okay, so that's a great disclosure. I talk about a lot with L.A. Marzulli, the disclosure, and they're going to come probably at a time where we're going to be, there's going to be stress, a lot of distress in the world, a lot of maybe another epidemic, pandemic, scamdemic, whatever you want to call it, and they need a savior, right? And then these things show up saying that they're from another planet, or there's some super god, even spiritual, but yet they're demonic, but they're saying, if you will do this certain thing, then we will allow you to live forever. We'll give you the information you need for ultimate wisdom, blah, blah, blah. Chad, am I kind of going down the right path here?
I believe so. I don't know if anybody out there has watched the TV show V that they rebooted back in 2009. It was originally a 1980s series, and they actually get into that when the aliens show up, that they have these things called healing centers, and people that are handicapped, crippled, or whatever, they can go in there and within minutes come out completely normal. And it's all going that direction for sure.
There's two lines I talked about in judgment. There's the goats who are going to go to hell, and then there are the sheep who are going to go to heaven, God's people. In deception, there's two lines, the ones that stand for God and the ones that stand for the deception, the Antichrist, this disclosure, right? Two lines. Going to have to make a choice. It's almost like, do you think maybe this is getting ready to happen? Like, is it around the corner? Or do you think we're talking, you know, 30, 40, 50, 100 years away?
I believe that we may have already, the tribulation's already begun.
Wow. Wow. I want to go, I want to announce to you guys something very special here, David Heavener TV. We got a brand new series with a brand new channel. Here, you can see I'm scrolling. Let me go back to the top here. You know, we've got the featured previews you can watch. Hey, we got the Skinwalker and Stranger Things with Chad Riley channel. And we've got 7 episodes here of his show. And I'm going to have interviews on him. We've got the trailer. We've got write-ups on him. I want you guys to go right now and watch this. You can see the Coming Apocalypse channel. You can watch Last Evangelist TV series. David's Choice, the podcast. We're on all podcasts. Hello, everybody out there in podcast land. We got the Alien Demon Connection channel. I got the Russ Dizdar Tribute channel, Spiritual Warfare. Folks, it just goes on and on. I want you to please go and sign up. And if you're not a member, sign up. And if you are a member, then go please and check out the brand new series with Chad. I'm going to be interviewing him next week and the week after. So we're going to have content coming on. I want to support him. I want to support what he's doing. He's not with the big studio. He's like us. He's a little guy, really, really coming against a giant. But guess what? We take the giant out. And that's just the way it is right there. Chad, we're going to take a break. When I come back, though, I want to ask you about the military. What do they have to do with this whole phenomenon? What's really going on here? Are they tied into it? And also, we're going to talk about Project Montauk and about where are the children? Okay. I'm going to ask you about that. This is all in your show, in the TV series. You talk about all of these things. And so when we come back, I want to ask you, dissect it, and ask you, what exactly does that really mean? We'll be right back with Chad.
Christian TV series, The Last Evangelist, Season 1, Episode 1. I'm a special guest star in this, along with a famous actor by the name of Johnny Whitaker, and he plays an archbishop. I could be nominated for an Oscar for this. You could get The Last Evangelist right now. This is different. For a Christian film, it's intense. Well, here's what David Heavener says. Prophecy has now become reality. The Last Evangelist is a cutting-edge, end-time series on how Revelation prophecies are already being fulfilled today. From a demonic government controlled to the mark of the beast, it's a fast-paced criminal investigative show. CSI meets the Book of Revelation. Lisa Haven's in this. There's some other really good actor and actresses in here. David Heavener is a star. David's been in 50 films, 32 of which he's produced. So he's a good director and a great filmmaker. It's top-notch quality. Get your copy tonight.
Also, you get, that's Paul Bagley. He's such a character.
Are you serious?
Are you serious? Yeah. You can get a copy of that. Just go to davidhebner.tv/order, or you can just go to David Heavener TV and watch it. But I suggest you get the DVD and order episode 2 while you're at it, because you get the coming apocalypse also. Chad, I want to ask you about the military. What do they have anything to do with what is going on here with the Skinwalkers and the Skinwalker Ranch? And then I'm going to ask you about the missing children, how that ties into it.
Yeah, that's actually all the militaries out there, or all the governments of the world are actively tied up in all this. There's a lady by the name of Arizona Wilder that has been interviewed by many people. And at the beginning of the film, you actually see her standing there giving a talk. And she talks about how naval intelligence is mixed up in a lot of the stuff that's going on U.S. military bases. But it's what she says after that that should really raise your eyebrows, is when she says that the naval intelligence is highly involved with the OTO, which is the Ordo Templi Orionis. And so now you're getting into Thelema, Aleister Crowley, Kenneth Grant, and all that. So, you know, Jack Parsons, even L. Ron Hubbard of Scientology. They are all tied up in this. In fact, I mean, that's the thing, is people think that L. Ron went off and started Scientology and it's like this fake religion. You need to look at what that man believed and what he talks about. And like all these Scientologists actually believe, like Tom Cruise, they believe that they are going to be gods, lowercase g gods, and that they have superpowers. This is what they believe. In fact, there's a book that actually I reference in the film where this is where the remote viewing came out of, was Scientology. This is a technique that they were taught, and that Ingo Swann and both Hal Puthoff, who are both OT-7s, and even the Pat Price of SRI, their golden boy, who was an OT-3, that's where this the remote viewing program birthed from, was Scientology.
Okay, so let's talk about remote viewing for our listeners that don't know what that is. Give me the Webster's on that.
Remote viewing is literally like astral projection, where they go into their zone and they are able to leave their bodies. And like in the TV show Stranger Things, they can see anywhere, you know, anywhere around the world. They can see what somebody is saying, what somebody's talking about, even... Who was it? Ingo Swann. He actually freaked the CIA out to such a degree that they almost shut the whole remote viewing program down when he actually went to a secret military base. And while he was walking around in that military base, he actually got into a file cabinet that had top secret documents in there. And whenever he named some of the projects that were named in those documents, CIA showed up within a matter of hours. And wanted to know how Puthoff and Ingo knew about all this.
Wow. I want to play a clip out of a new series we have called The Coming Apocalypse. And I want to get your take on it. You and I knew Russ Dizdar. Did you work with Russ? Did you know Russ?
I just knew him online. We never met in person, but he did a lot of great research, at a lot of heavy lifting for all of us.
Yeah, and you talk about him, the Black Awakening, in your series, the series of Skinwalker, Stranger Things. Let's take a look at those.
So what you're saying is a lot of people that see demonic beings in their house or around, this could be someone projecting themselves.
I've been attacked spiritually. I've had rituals done against me. he told his wife Shelley goodbye because he thought that he was going to die that night.
Possibly, the Lord said, it's time for you to come on home, son.
Someone, and he was telling me what planet he was from and how he was here, and he was here to work with the White Hats.
Hey, who is they that's releasing this nano-fogging?
As soon as I shook his hand, all hell broke loose. Literally minutes later, I got a text from my wife saying the kids at home were all sick out of nowhere.
Yeah, Chad. So I talked to Russ. I had an interview with him, and he talked, came out of left field, man, because we were talking about astral projection. What happened was we were doing a conference together in Texas, and we were on a stage, me and him and some other people. It was like 15 of us. And a guy stood up to talk, and all of a sudden I felt a wind, and I felt pressure against my body. And so that night I went to Russ and I said, Russ, I got to sit down. I need to do a video on astral projection. I want to talk to you about it. So we did. But out of the blue, without telling me, he started talking about how he was attacked by a Psy warrior in his home. Okay. Psy warrior. Now, here's my question to you, or my presentation to you, to see if you have a comment. He talked about this was a warrior, a military, a demonic militant that actually came into his house, coming at him, wanted to kill him. Do you believe this is happening today, that the demonic side through the military is doing astral projection, not just remote viewing, but actually warfare?
Absolutely. And in fact, the whole remote viewing program actually morphed, and they went from being psychic, gatherer psychic spies to actually psychic assassins. Alexander, the person that was part of the NIDS team that worked for Robert Bigelow out at Skinwalker Ranch, used to go down to South America, and he would learn from shaman and different witch doctors down there. And so, yeah, it's totally real. Even George Knapp has talked about these black, smoke, or what we call shadow people, running around on military bases. What is that all about? You know, out at S2, there's been several, accounts of shadow people running around on military bases that were like 8 feet tall. And, yeah. That's just one that I know of. I know of quite a few military bases where they've had encounters like that, where soldiers have come face to face with these things. So, you know, are these other people's militaries from around the world, using their own soldiers? So.
Well, you also talk about in your series, which you guys can go watch on David Hebner TV, Stranger Things. You also talk about how it came from Nazi Germany, which I talk about a lot in my book. Came over through they came through the Red Cross passport through the Vatican, sent them down to South America, gave them a new name, new passport, and shipped them up here to the United States. And now, what year do you believe? And let me back up for you guys that don't know. Nazi Germany, we believe, had a connection, Hitler, with the occult. A lot of the testing on the Jews was part of an occult, and these practices that were used, these demonic practices, were carried forth here in the United States. Chad, do you believe that one? Number two is, what year do you think they arrived here, and what are they doing now?
Are you talking about Project Paperclip, or are you talking about when Adolf went down to South America?
It all ties together. They sent the war criminals. They got them out of Germany, and they created this Red Cross passport. The Red Cross helped them get out through the Vatican, shipped them down to South America, and then shipped them back up here. Operation Paperclip is wrapped up within all of that. My question is, what year do you think they started infiltrating the United States?
Well, there was a lot of them that were already here before the war even ended, as well as a lot of them were already disappearing out of Germany There was at least 150,000 people that disappeared with several submarines as well. And Admiral Donuts had actually even came out and said that we've already built an impregnable fortress down in Antarctica, a Shangri-La of sorts, and was bragging about that. And then you also, like you're talking about them getting them to Argentina. And another factor that a lot of people don't even talk about is the Chincana, which is this underground tunnel system that goes all the way from Bolivia to the Amazon rainforest. And with a conversation that me and Timothy Alberino were having one time, he actually brought it to my attention. He goes, well, what's to say that it doesn't go out past the Amazon forest and go all the way on down to Antarctica? And that was something I had not even thought about. So that was the thing. If they were getting them to Argentina, which is right there close to Bolivia, who's to say that they didn't get into the Chincana and literally just be transported down there underground?
What do you think they're doing here? Where are they here? What are they doing here?
Well, when they came over under Project Paperclip, a vast majority of them were, they were assimilated into the, what was the OSS at the time, which is now known as the CIA. The rest of them all went into NASA. But the thing is when, like I said in the film, when they came here, they not only came here, but they brought their beliefs with them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the whole thing that this is the thing that people get hung up on. They talk about eugenics and all that, but what did they believe? Well, we know that they studied Helena Blavatsky. They were very big into the root race theory, and they were very big into theology and all that. But the thing that Blavatsky was teaching in Secret Doctrine of Volume 2, she talks about in the Book of Dizion that the Atlanteans built statues the height of their bodies, which were 9 yadis high, which a yadi is 3 feet. So 9 times 3 is 27 feet tall, which that directly ties them into Genesis 6 and the Nephilim. So they believe they were the Aryans, or the descendants of the Aryans, and the Aryans were direct descendants of the Atlanteans. That's what they believe. They believe that they were the Nephilim bloodlines, the royal bloodlines.
Yeah. Their agenda, you know, I it's in my book. I did a lot of research. I used to work in mental health back in the late 70s. I was a social worker, and I worked at the state hospital. I won't say which one, a mental hospital. And most of them had graveyards. This one specifically had a graveyard, but a lot of the graves were gone, tombstones missing. And people in the 60s and the 70s, even as early as the 50s, were disappearing. A lot of times they called them lifers, Chad. They would come in, a lot of times syphilis, because it would cause you to go crazy, because that was big back then. And they would keep them in. And a lot of them had no families, or they would stay in so long that their families would be either estranged or die off, not care about them. And then all of a sudden, the people would disappear. And I went back through records and found that there were people that just disappeared, you know. But back in the 50s and even the 60s, they didn't, wasn't like today, you know. They just kind of let it go. And so I went to this graveyard in the back of the hospital, and a lot of the graves were missing. And so I started researching and found out there's several mental hospitals in each state, and usually a state hospital. And I believe that they were infiltrated back in the 50s, 60s, these war criminals. They moved them into these mental health facilities, you see, and they were testing platforms. Now, I know that's not in your film, but I'm telling you what's in my book. There's too many strange things, because a lot of these hospitals had cemeteries to them. Have you heard of anything like that, or do you have a comment on that?
I mean, it's totally within the realm of possibilities. That's one of the things that I did get into in the film, was a lot of the experimentation and things that were being carried out, not just the LSD and MK Ultra and MK Chickawit and Project Often and all these different things, but even Edgewood Arsenal, so on. So, I mean, they've been doing this for a very long time. And then you even tie in the fact of the missing 411. You know, it's like there's bizarre things that are mixed up with that as well. Even David Pollides has talked about that some of these people are taking, they are actually either, you know, well backgrounds like doctors and things like that, or even people of German descent. So, you know, there's all sorts of weird and bizarre things that tie into a lot of this.
Yeah. Before I ask you about the kids, missing children, and how they tie into all this, I want to ask you, how did you get into this and why are you in it? I mean, did you have an experience with it? I mean, what, you could be doing other things with your life.
No, well, I used to do a radio show years and years ago. I started out on a show called Remnant Revolution. Did that for almost a year, and then ended up doing another one called Deception Detection Radio for probably about four years. So you just, you know, a lot of researching, just, you know, things that fascinated me. But then we ended up doing a couple of films. I did one called Hollow Earth Chronicles, Episode 1, The Dark Chambers. Then did media consultant work for Skywatch TV's Belly of the Beast. And then did also Higher Entities, The Lost Tapes. So I've been doing this for a long time. Just for the, I mean, I'm all about exposing darkness. That's the thing, is that okay. I believe that we are living in the last days. And that a lot of people have been deceived, like you said, that their minds have been seared. People are waxing worse and worse, and that the deception is so dark and so out of control that, you know, there has to be some people. I mean, you know, people like Tom Horn and Steve Quell and all these others, you know, they've kind of done the heavy lifting for a lot of us. But, you know, it's like, I feel like, you know, that's part of our job, and that we've been entrusted to pick up the mantle and to continue a lot of the research and the work that they've all, you know, led the way on.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom was actually one of the producers of episode 3 of Last Evangelist. And he also published my 2 books. I'm going to do a shameless plug here. You guys get these 2 books, End Times Investigation, some of the stuff Chad and I are talking about, and True Power. And also, too, you've got your show on Vimeo, too. They can watch the full show on Vimeo. What do they type in if they go to Vimeo?
Oh, yeah. You can go on Google and just type in Vimeo, and then Skinwalkers and Stranger Things of the Unseen Realm.
Yeah.
So if you type that in, you can find it. It's about 2.5 hours long. It's not, you know, it's not just like Purity Entertainment. There's a lot of information in there. In fact, everybody who's ever watched any of our films has always said, I had to watch it 4 or 5 times because you just slammed me with so much information.
But we break it down into 7 episodes into a series, and I'm interviewing you on each series. Right now they can go watch the episodes. Next week I'm going to have the interview up, or the week after. We come back, I'm going to talk to you about the missing children. You guys check this out. This is the new apocalypse now.
Do you think the vaccine that was actually administered was part of a one world government?
People who did not get the vaccine, they either wanted them to go to jail, or they wanted their kids taken away.
Hey, who is they that's releasing this nano-fogging?
I think there's elements of depopulation involved.
Final war will be the Antichrist leading the whole world against Israel.
Are we positioned in this country, in the Western world, for a civil war?
It's pretty much everything the mainstream media says is a lie.
And when I read scripture, I don't see America. I really don't.
The Bible says the battle's between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman.
What people need to understand, these entities are obsessed with mating with us, creating hybrids.
That the only animals that were not affected by the radiation were reptilian.
These parasites could actually raise their ugly head and basically, John, almost start eating people alive.
So what you're saying is a lot of people that see demonic beings in their house or around, this could be someone projecting themselves.
He told his wife, Shelley, goodbye because he thought that he was going to die that night.
I tell you what the new day leprosy is when this
spike protein.
That's right. So you guys go to DavidHebner.tv. You can see we have our own channel on the coming apocalypse. And also we have Chad's new series up there. I want to bring this up just so we can go through it here. You guys take a look at this. Okay, so what what's important here for us to understand is that in these last days, there's going to be a lot of censorship, okay? And that's why it's important for us to have you and I and have a platform we can be on. And there are channels, I mean, there's platforms, they don't want this kind of stuff going on, okay? There's the Skinwalker, Stranger Things, got 7 episodes up there, Coming Apocalypse, there's 9 episodes on that. There's the Last Evangelist TV series, Alien Demon Connection, I just showed you that, Spiritual Warfare, Mind Control, Bible Studies, Michael Spaulding, Dr. Spaulding, Money with David Morgan, Exposing Hollywood, I do a lot of that, The Coming of Holocaust, and so it just goes on and on. Folks, please go and sign up right now, DavidHebener.tv, and be a part of the family. I appreciate it. We're talking to Chad Riley. Chad, what is children have to do with this whole thing? You know, missing children. And there's a lot of them missing that have never been found and they've been forgotten. What happens to some of these missing children?
Well, the TV show that a lot of people watch nowadays called Stranger Things is actually based on a very real account. There was a location up in Montauk, New York called Camp Hero. And this is supposedly a, you know, decommissioned military base that no longer operated, but yet there was always this facility was always fully staffed. People were clearly going in and out, and there was a huge military presence there where if people came close to the location, they would be met with military personnel. But there's a individual by the name of Christopher Garantano who's done a documentary called The Montauk Chronicles. If you are not familiar with this, this would be the quickest way to get you caught up. But in a nutshell, the military was kidnapping children off the streets, and they were doing mind control. They would psychologically and physically torture these children in order to open them up to the psychic powers. But like Russ Dizdar said in The Black Awakening, this actually has more to do with the demonic, and that they are, in essence, trying to shatter their minds to open them up to demonic possession. So that is what they were actually tapping into, was these demonic powers, and to be able to remote view and do all sorts of things. They had a chair out there called the Montauk chair, and that whenever they sat in this chair, it somehow enhanced their abilities. So they could think of things, and things would just manifest or materialize, whether it be a creature or objects, just all sorts of bizarre stuff. And in fact, the last time there was a kid named Duncan who was sitting in the chair, and when they walked up and whispered something in his ear, he manifested this creature. And various people, depending on who you asked, they all saw different things. Some people said it was, you know, 9 feet tall. Some said it was 30 feet tall. But it literally went on a rampage and was killing people and destroying everything on the base.
Why do they call it the Montauk Project, Project Montauk?
Because of the location in Montauk, New York. Okay. It was actually, the Montauk Project was the title that the Duffer Brothers came up with for Stranger Things. It was originally called Montauk, but there was a guy named Charlie Wessler who had actually, back in 2012, had put out a short film. And he accused them of plagiarism and sued them. And so that's why they changed the name from Montauk to Stranger Things.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So these children that have been missing throughout the years, how far back does it go? Do you think they've been taking children?
Well, back at this time, we're talking like the very early 80s. So, I mean, it clearly goes back long before that, but just, you know, getting into that territory of when all this was taking place, the TV show Stranger Things, if I remember correctly, it started around 83. So, and that was around the time of Camp Hero, Montauk, and all that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to read a scripture, Matthew 7. You guys get your Bibles out to Matthew 7. Matthew 7. Verse 21 through 23, Chad. Matthew 7:21-23. Now, just because I have that up on the screen doesn't mean you're not supposed to have a real Bible. You need to get yourself a real Bible, because we don't know how long we're going to have technology in these times to come. It says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers, you evil doers. Okay, now, here's my question. There are people that were casting out demons, doing the things that look like you're Christians. I'm talking not just going to church. I'm talking about, you know, doing things, right? But yet Jesus is going to tell them, I don't know you. I really don't know you. Could it be that these people that were casting out demons and doing these other things in Matthew 7, let's look at that again, prophesying in your name, driving out demons in your name, doing miracles. Could it be, Chad, that the demons they were dealing with and the miracles they were dealing with and the prophecy was all coming from hell? It was all coming from the deception, meaning I'm prophesying that there's going to be a great force come from outer space that's going to cure us all. And I'm prophesying that, right, in the church. And he does come and people end up following that. Or they're doing these miracles, lying signs and wonders, which are miracles. Do you follow what I'm saying? He's telling people that we're doing things that look like they're Christians, that they're really not going to go to heaven. Could this tie into some of the things you're talking about on your show, Skinwalker, Stranger Things?
Well, it can tie into a whole lot of things. I mean, because you start getting into the once saved, always saved, and a lot of other different things. I mean, there's a lot of Christians out there that think that they are saved and they're not even living for the Lord. They profess him with their mouth, but they deny him by their lifestyle. So, I mean, that's a loaded question you just asked me right there.
Yeah, I like loaded questions. See, I go deep because I believe in these last days, what's going to happen is many churches are going to be promoters of you, what you and I are talking about, of skinwalkers, of Stranger Things, of the Nephilim. They're going to be promoters of that. They're going to get on board, not just follow it. They're going to say, hey, this is real. This is part of the Bible, and it's a good thing. You see what I'm saying? And in Matthew 7, what I read kind of shows that. You know, it shows that people in the church were actually doing prophecy. They were doing casting out, because demons can't cast out demons. There's no way, right? So they weren't really casting out demons.
Well, they accused Jesus of casting out demons in the name of Satan.
Well, yeah, exactly. But they were playing in the occult. They were demons, you know? I mean, if they looked like they were casting out demons, it was a pretend casting out demons to fit in. And that's why we got to be careful of the religious system. I mean, do you trust the religious system? I'm talking about religion, not relationship.
I have a personal relationship with the Most High. You know, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. And as a Bible-believing Christian, we should all have a personal relationship with him.
Right. But do you go to church?
Yes, I go every Wednesday and every Sunday. Go to Fire and Grace Church, Pastors Dean and Nancy Odell.
Okay. So you found a church that you believe is telling the truth.
Oh, yeah, beyond a shadow of a doubt. In fact, he just recently, he's the one who did the debate with Pastor Greg Locke up there in Tennessee over biblical cosmology. So, like I said, he preaches the whole Bible. And, you know, a lot of people are like, well, you know, you can call it flat earth, but it's biblical cosmology. You either believe what the Bible says or you don't. Mm-hmm. It's that simple.
Yeah. Tell everybody what Bible cosmology is. So we're going to open up a can of worms right now.
You really want me to get into that?
Well, we're not getting into it. I want you to talk about it, and then we're going to get into it when we go underground. Because some of the things we say, I don't know if we can say on social media, but go ahead and tell them.
Let's save it for when we get on the other thing, because I've got to pull up some stuff if I'm going to get into that.
Okay. Well, one, let me give you a hint. Flat Earth. You and I are going to talk about Flat Earth on Underground. Chad, are you familiar with Flat Earth?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Very, very familiar with it.
Okay.
Now, that's the thing. If you're going to look into this stuff and learn it, you need to be able to explain it to people. And like I said, if you can't explain it to a 5-year-old, you don't know it yourself. So.
Yeah, exactly. I want to talk about divination, possession, seduction, ESP, telepathy. I want to talk about psychonesis. That's my psycho uncle. And I want to, when we go underground, Chad, I want to talk about what can people do, because we've been talking about a lot of the dark stuff, but now let's talk about the light. When we come back, what can people do to understand this, to protect their families, to serve God? You know, in other words, there's got to be a path to take, right? There's got to be hope, correct?
Yeah. Our hope is our Lord and Savior.
Yeah. So when we come back, I want to talk about that. So will you stay with me just for a few minutes? I just got to take care of a little business here, pray for a few people, and we're going to bring you back in on Underground.
Okay.
All right. Chad Riley, everybody. Thank you, Chad. God bless you. I want to bring my wife on here in the moment when she shows up. There she is. She's there. Okay. How are you doing?
Well, today I wrote how we're so grateful that Last Evangelist is winning awards at festivals around the globe. And I realized that they all over the world, the very flat world.
Yes. All over the what world?
The world. Not around the globe.
You said the flat world? Is that what you said?
I did.
You mean to tell me you're on that train, the flat earth train? Don't answer that. We've been married 30-something years, and I'm just finding something out on the air, folks. Shanita, you and I need to talk off the air about that. But anyway, you've got a big computer right in the camera. I can only see a piece. There we go. That's it right there. Praise God. We've won some awards. Best Director, Best TV Series. There's Shanita there with me, New York Film Festival, and a lot of other festivals. We've won like maybe 5 or 6 festivals, right?
Yeah.
And it's not me and it's not you. Of course, it's God, but it's the people. It's our family out there that have prayed for us. They've stayed with us. They donated to us. And folks, it's because of you. All right. It is because of you. And I just want to tell you publicly, thank you. The award is for you. Okay. And that's just the way it is. And if you'd like to get involved, well, first of all, before I get involved with the ministry, I want to know how I can get involved with you. Send me an email at admin@davidhebner.tv, put in the subject, pray for me. I want to pray for you. We want to pray for you. If you're out there on Roku and Amazon, Apple, and we don't know who you are, email us. Let us know where you are, who you are. We want to know that you're part of our family, okay? Shanita, do you have any praise reports?
I think Robin does. I just wanted to share a few requests that had just come in yesterday and today.
Okay.
Susan is facing homelessness next month if she doesn't find something. And Rena is asking for wisdom, for discernment. And Reba, unless God does a miracle, she will be having open heart surgery. And the Lord has healed her before of cancer and from a car accident, so she's very confident he can do that again. And I think that's all on my list. But, well, we're praying for Robin's friend tomorrow, her court date.
Okay, praying for Robin. Yeah, I don't have Robin in the room, so unfortunately I won't be able to get her in on this segment. But if you have any more prayer requests, let me know and I'll bring you back on.
Yeah, we'll pray for Misha and... her cousin's daughter passed away, leaving a 2-year-old daughter.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. Praying for your mom and all of our family, spiritual family out there. All right, Shanita. God bless you. Love you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, folks. Listen, if you need prayer, David at davidhebner.tv. Also need prayer. If you'd like to support the ministry, davidhebner.tv/give, or go to 844-806-0006 or text the word chosen to 91999. Please, please help us spread the word. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Now we're going to go underground in just a moment. I'm going to pray for you. And I've got Chad with me going underground. We'll be talking about a lot of things we can't talk about right now, but we can in just a few moments. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Pray for each and every person here. Thank you for our family, our spiritual family, for Chad, for Shanita, for all the people that are with the ministry, that the helpers and the ones that have been praying for us, the ones that have been donating. I'm asking for a special blessing upon each and every person listening to me right now. Whether it's a download, whether it's live, it doesn't matter, God. You're in downloads and lives, you're everywhere. It doesn't matter. You're always alive. And right now I'm praying for a child out there that's having problems. I'm not sure if it's the stomach or the lower abdomen, praying, commanding a healing in Jesus' name, commanding a healing over the gal that's having dental problems, commanding a healing over that person that's dealing with cataracts, or commanding a healing. Also, Father, I'm asking you to comfort those that are lonely. And right now, the demons of addiction, we command you back into the pits of hell. You will not return. The demon of lust, the demon of unforgiveness, the demon of bitterness, the demon of loneliness, we hereby cast you back. The demon of suicide, we hereby cast you back into hell. You will not return. We thank you, Father, for giving us the power that your son had that was transferred to us. And of course, we always pray for our children, that you protect them, that the mother will not go and have the baby sacrificed, and also the missing children, that right now they will be found, they will be comforted, and there is no harm to come to any child. Right now, as we speak it, we believe it. We thank you, Father, for the power that you've given us, and you've allowed us to use it, and we use it humbly, but we use it always in your name, in Jesus Christ. And we stand on the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. I love you guys. I appreciate you all. Once again, if you would like to become part of the ministry, you can. And hey, if you'd like to donate a car, vehicle, you can call 855-500-RIDE or home or land or whatever. You can call 844-277-HOME. Okay. I appreciate you guys doing that. And I also, the last thing I want to tell you guys, which is really important, is that many of you out there don't have a church on Sunday morning, and we do. We're together 11 o'clock every Sunday, 11 a.m. Please join us. If you don't have a place to go, you just go to davidhebner.tv and watch us. I want to invite you. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Remember, we're going underground. We're not done. We won't be on this platform, but we'll be on David Hebner TV, Roku, Amazon, Apple TV. Remember, you never really lived until you found someone we're dying for. And that's Christ Jesus. God bless you.